Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Checking in at
number 5.
The White House. Today, the spokespeople spoke of the U.S. service member who was killed by ISIS forces in Iraq. Apparently, as you just heard from Senator Dick Durbin, he was in an advisory role advising Kurdish forces north of Mosul. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
Everyone here at the White House, including the First Family, extends our condolences to the family of the service member that was killed today in northern Iraq. This individual was the third U.S. service member killed in action since the beginning of Operation Inherent Resolve. Today's incident is a vivid reminder of the risks that our service members are taking. And some of them, three of them now, have made the ultimate sacrifice for our country.
And as Senator Durbin pointed out, they're largely in advisory roles serving there, but of course he was killed. They're calling it a combat death because he was involved in combat in this situation. Yeah. Sad.
Yeah, and that doesn't count the other governmental folks who are out there doing their jobs. And those are people that we don't hear about when they're lost, or advisors that are non-governmental advisors sometimes, contractors. They're lost in these situations too. I mean, this is not a fight that is being fought solely in uniforms by mechanized forces,
sure.
Right?
It's a reality of conflicts like this.
Yeah, the modern...
Sad when they happen.
The modern war. We wish the best to his family.
Mm-hmm. And he's not identified yet. They're waiting to make sure that everyone knows in his family.
Checking in at...
Number 4.
All right. Primary in Indiana. Polls close in about 44 minutes. There's already some of the Eastern time zone districts of... Congressional districts in Indiana are already reporting Trump has a ginormous lead right now, 56-28 over Cruz, with about 1% of the vote total in. But this is very early on, and John King's at the board, the magic board, so I don't even know what any of it means.
He's starting to do his math. He's breaking it down like zip code by zip code.
Yes, Mrs. Harris just voted this way. Hold on. Wait, no. Mr. Harris voted that way.
Well, they have at least two different time zones, right, in Indiana. So they've got the
right.
They've
got the time zones
on the northwest side
up
still.
By here, which are on our time, and then about 15 minutes after that, it turns into another time zone, and then down along the Illinois border. I mean, who the hell knows what time? That's what the slogan in Indiana should be. Welcome to Indiana. What time is it? All right, now, but it got really wacky today. Really, really, really wacky today because Ted Cruz lost his poop. He just lost it.
The man cannot tell the truth, but he combines it with being a narcissist. A narcissist at a level I don't think this country's ever seen. Donald Trump is such a narcissist that Barack Obama looks at him and goes, dude, what's your problem? Everything in Donald's world is about Donald. And he combines being a pathological liar. And I say pathological because I actually think Donald, if you hooked him up to a lie detector test, he could say one thing in the morning, one thing at noon, and one thing in the evening, all contradictory, and he'd pass the lie detector test each time. Whatever lie he's telling at that minute, he believes it.
These aren't charges, though, that are new to anybody who's been watching this race. I don't think that this brings any new kind of criticism of Trump in any way. We've heard that people think he's a liar and that he's pathological and about himself. We've heard that. I don't know if this will have any impact. 6 out of 10 voters in Indiana, Republican voters, say that anti-establishment is very important to them and the fact that that's what they're looking for in a candidate.
Oh, they got it.
They got it.
Although it's the weirdest anti-establishment guy ever, a billionaire who's been paying off politicians to show up at his shindigs and make sure that, you know, his businesses, including his trade deals with Chinese companies, get treated favorably.
He's been cozy with politicians. He hasn't been part of the political process as a politician.
I just find the whole thing ironic and amazing. But you see, the thing is that to your point, Anna, he's late to the party. Everybody's been saying this. This was Ted Cruz. He started this thing by saying, you want to know what I'm going to say about Donald Trump? What I really feel? I've been feeling this the whole time, but I haven't told anybody.
It's like the big reveal. And he's like, well, okay.
But then he directly went after Donald Trump's zipper problems.
Listen, Donald Trump is a serial philanderer, and he boasts about it. This is not a secret. He's proud of being a serial philanderer. I want everyone to think about your teenage kids. The president of the United States talks about how great it is to commit adultery, how proud he is. Describes his battles with venereal disease as his own personal Vietnam. That's a quote, by the way, on the Howard Stern show.
So dignified, too, for a political candidate, like for a presidential candidate to be on the Howard Stern show. The whole thing, the philanderer thing, it's, again, nothing new. People, I don't think people would be surprised if 17 new women came out and said, yep, me too.
Well, right. And Donald Trump has already been inoculated, pardon the expression, against all of this, right? Because we know who he is. That's the funny thing about that National Enquirer story about Ted Cruz. Hmm. That's a Hail Mary pass right there, by the way, if Ted has any real skeletons in his closet, because they'll come back right now on him.
You mean the part with his father and the links to Oswald?
No.
You're talking about the alleged mistresses of
right.
Ted Cruz. And then we know the relationship that Trump has with the publisher of the National Enquirer, and that feels a little... It might just be influencing some of the coverage.
This makes Citizen Kane seem like a fairy tale. Like a
you
book,
can't
a
make
book.
It up.
It's like Clifford the Big Red Dog is what now.
Between, I love that story, by the way.
between Citizen Kane and I don't even know where to be. House of Cards.
It is House of Cards. That too.
Yeah, Veep. Veep, actually, Veep. I would take that as opposed to what I think we're going to head into here. All right, we'll get to a three, a two, and a one, but very first.
And then there's this, plan your home improvement and DIY project Sunday mornings on WGN-TV. Watch House Smarts with Lou Manfredini, 10:30, followed by Weekend Workbench at 11.
There are early primary results coming out of Indiana right now. We'll get back to the top 5-5, but I just want to bring you up to date on this. With about 3% of the vote in, and again, these are the Eastern time zone districts, not the ones here in the Chicago metropolitan area, which are in the central time zone.
Mm-hmm.
But that is it's a romp right now for Donald Trump. 54% to Ted Cruz's 32, and John Kasich's pulling 11, which is going to be a problem.
Yeah, that's not good for Cruz, right? They were supposed to split up Indiana, and mm-hmm. a lot of voters said they didn't love that idea, and they're still voting for Kasich, which is not going to help Cruz get to where he needs to get. Bernie also, exit polls show, up big in Indiana, if you were wondering.
Yes, but right now the 3% in, and he's down by 6% to Hillary.
Oh, okay.
So, but it's very low numbers right now. We're talking about fewer than 10,000 votes a person.
And it's very geographically specific at this
very
point.
Very specific.
Check so we'll see.
And add
number three.
Manager at an Arizona fast food restaurant has been fired after a video of a negative interaction with a customer was posted online last week and subsequently went viral. Video is entitled Confrontation Between Del Taco's Drive-Thru and Customer Who Didn't Get Their Sauce.
Oh, no.
Hi, bro. You want the whole story? He was probably taking your order. I came here. No information.
So, but you don't have to act that way.
I don't give a f, bro.
You're going to get fired.
This is the manager right here.
All right. Where are you going to post it? YouTube? No one's going to see it. Where are you going to send it to?
To your boss. Duh.
I am the boss. My dad's actually a owner, so good luck with that.
Okay.
Oh. That got a little ugly for what it was over. We're talking about taco sauce there?
Yeah.
Traditional hot, mild, medium.
That's how I talk in my dad's restaurant.
My dad owns this place, bro.
Hey,
I get all the water I want.
Del Taco responded it was appalled by the actions in the video and that the employee was fired immediately.
Okay. Well, you know, we can close you down. You know that, right?
Dude, I've done this a billion times. You guys give me all the time.
I never came here. This is my first time.
I'm not talking about you specifically. I'm talking about you as a customer. So how long you want to do this? Like 5 minutes, an hour? I can do this all day. But, like, in reality, it's the same outcome. Why? Because you got your sauces. You guys are still being and I'm ticked off because I still got orders.
This is the worst advertisement for Fight for 15 I've ever heard.
So, yeah, he needs a raise, that one.
Yeah, this is the worst. All right. Checking in at
number two.
Dollywood, the theme park in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, founded by Dolly Parton, opened for business on May 3rd, 1986.
You're not going to say it's closing.
No, 40 years ago. 30 years ago. I don't do math on this program. It was initially a local attraction named Rebel Railroad before Parton purchased, expanded, and renamed it. Since then, it's grown to include an almost 300-acre resort complex. She's very proud that the park has grown to be satisfying.
Well, it never gets old because every year we got something new, and it's been great through the years to watch it grow because we never know. It's like watching a kid grow up. You know, you never know what it's going to turn out to really be and so what it's going to really accomplish. But every year we have new dreams, and we want to see how they look like. Last year we were so excited about the new resort.
I just love her. She just seems so real. One of those celebrities that didn't get all messed up by everything and just herself.
She is. I was pleased to be a technical advisor on a movie that she shot here in Chicago about a talk show host. She was a love advisor talk show host.
Oh, interesting. So you told her how it is?
Yeah, and she spent the day with me doing my job. And she was absolutely the most pleasant, wonderful, warm, funny, and beautiful in person. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's beautiful. I mean, it's a little overdone, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like '70s era country western. Her features are just...
Oh, yeah. Stunning.
Stunning. What a wonderful woman. All right. And finally...
Number one.
Thank you, Orion. Well, past few days have been pretty interesting for Ted Cruz in Indiana. So he's been running around the state doing a lot of retail, shaking of hands and shaking of babies and kissing of hands and all the things that you have to do.
And talking about philandering.
Mm-hmm. He was at the Wagon Wheel restaurant in Bloomington, and there were a pair of guys who asked Cruz for a handshake, and, well, then this happened.
At least shake your hands. Run too slow, dude. Oh, okay.
It was a fake handshake?
Yeah.
Oh, he did the over-the-head kind of thing.
You look like a fish monster, is what he said.
Well, he reached out his hand, apparently, and then like put it over the head, like, you know, no, too slow.
Man.
One of those moves from grade school.
Indiana's not coming off great here.
You're not.
They are
and
not coming
so
off great.
And so important. I mean, it's amazing how this state has become so important.
You know what's so concerning is that how the country's going to be if Trump's president? They're all going to act like him?
Right.
We're going to become like just jerks and treat people terribly?
Did you hear what Judy just yelled at us? Did you hear what she just yelled at us?
But I mean, that's what I'm afraid of. Yeah, that it's going to be okay then to act like that.
Right.
Beat up someone you don't agree with.
As I love to say, kindness matters. Because you know how kind I am.
Oh, my God.
I was going to say.
Who said that?
That's your
mantra? I'm just trying to be sunnier and nicer, okay? Because I know you're mad about the weather, so.
All right. Listen,
I'm going to remember the kindness matters thing when we play.
I love kindness
news
matters.
News or
ruse. Yeah, please do remember that.
That goes right out the window.
We've seen this movie before. I mean, you know, when the brutal bully dictator dude gets into office, it never ends well.
Yeah.
Never ends well. So, I mean, I don't care what he says about I'll be presidential. He's not.
He hasn't shown it yet.
Today he said he would blow those Russian airplanes out of the air. Hmm. It's not the sort of level of diplomacy that you want to the response is, listen, let's response is through channels in a situation like that. Politics ends at the water's edge. Not for this guy, though.
He takes matters in his own hands.
Yes. Ted Cruz was the wrong guy, though. This whole thing, there were too many people in the beginning of it, and nobody had a very convincing message. Republicans set this up for themselves, essentially, by running so many people in the way that they tried to avoid getting rolled over in 2012. Set themselves up for a guy self-funding his way to the very top here by getting about 35%, 36% on average, and that's good enough.
Well, and the shakeout wasn't what you expected if you look back and the Marco Rubios of the world and the Bushes of the world and even the Kasichs.
Because they didn't expect.
Surged.
Right, because they all thought that it's going to be a gentleman's sport here,
mm-hmm.
Right? No.
No.
Yes again.
The top five at five.